The Broncos got back to work with an afternoon practice Monday, and after their first preseason game, the big question was how their overall health was, specifically Boss Bailey and Louis Green.
Louis Green is much better. He will not play this week. Hopefully he gets cleared at the end of this week and the numbness goes away, the tingling sensation that he has in his fingers goes away, and if it does, he'll be ready to go. No, he's on crutches today, you know, high ankle sprain. Really not sure how long it'll be. He'll be getting a lot of treatment, and as soon as he's ready, he'll get back.
Head coach Mike Shanahan hopes to have Bailey back by the season opener, but the nature of his injury doesn't have a timetable.
Well, you're hoping, for sure. I'm not really sure at this time. High ankle sprains, you don't know. Sometimes they're worse than a broken ankle, and other times they're back in a couple weeks. So keep our fingers crossed, and we're getting a lot of treatment working on it, and wait and see.
As for Green, when he does return, he just wants to put the past behind him.
Hopefully not. You know, I haven't watched the play. I try not to look at the play, you know, purposely. Just don't want to get that picture in my head. And that's a part of football. You know, this is a collision sport, and collisions happen. So I'm going back out to play football.
Now, here is a look at a few highlights from the Broncos' only practice Monday. During the team's offensive red zone drill, Nate Jackson gets open and makes a great catch one-handed, even though it's a little hard to see, for the score. Anthony Allridge finds his way through the hole and gets to the outside for an easy score. Tim Crowder has found himself knocking down balls to the line of scrimmage during camp and does so here off the arm of Cutler. The defense did not waste any time getting physical, especially Marquand Manuel, who lays a hit on Michael Pittman and drives him to the ground. Brandon Marshall shows nice concentration on this pass from Cutler, making sure he still lands in bounds for the reception. Eddie Royal got back to work on Monday against the defense, getting behind Nate Webster and down the sideline for a touchdown. Finally, Cutler looks and looks, and at the last minute, finds Brandon Stokley in the back of the end zone, and then decides to have a little fun after the catch. That's going to do it for day 15. We will see you for a full day of practice tomorrow.